Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Hi there, Stroker Boys. I've been meaning to put this post up for a few days, and it's really good. It's very funny, probably quite humiliating for Untouchables, who is my online servant. He's pretty entertaining, and he serves a real-time mistress. She has him in permanent chastity. He's not allowed to touch or to come, so he messages me and tells me about it. And recently, after 50 days of his balls killing him, or her balls, or my balls, or somebody's balls, Untouchables was told to come on a plate, and afterwards, he was told to come within the next 2 hours 4 more times. How cool is that? Well, he said he didn't make it. I have excerpts from his message on my blog, so take a look at it, because it's pretty funny. He said that he was excited during the first 2 orgasms, and then his cock started to ache, and he became sore, and they couldn't get it hard again within the 2-hour period. And she wanted him to take a picture of his cum on the plate. And then, he started telling me that he knows the things like no coming for you and so forth turns him on, as if I didn't know it. Of course I know it, Untouchables. No coming for you. So I meant to ask, when you didn't come within the next 2 hours, what did your mistress do to you? That is the question. So leave me a comment here at the bottom of this blog post, and I will respond to it. And for you other Stroker Boys listening, I'm really into these comments, because when I go in to make my blog post and I see these comments, the first thing I do when I do start to post again is answer the comments. And this way, they're at the bottom of the blog post for other people to see. And your name and your email and all that does not show once you leave a comment. I have to approve everything at my end, but it doesn't show up anyway. So feel free to leave comments, because it makes Miss Mandy happy. And the more comments I get, the happier I will be. So, Untouchables, no coming for you. And Miss Mandy is going to go, probably tell a Stroker Boy not to come. Bye-bye. For now. No coming for you, Untouchables.